Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm pretty sure that every female between a certain age demographic's ears just perked up upon hearing that theme song. That's the theme song from the very popular TV show Gilmore Girls. I know it's very popular because I spent New Year's Day with a bunch of Gilmore Girls maniacs, and I say that with love and respect because my daughters and my girlfriend Sam were three of them.
No one would have typically said Gilmore Girls, we must be talking about John, but this was something that you had done for the girls for Christmas.
So I'm all about Christmas experiences rather than presents. You know, a sweater is fine, but, you know, going to do something together, that's what I'm kind of into now. And I think my kids are into it. I know they want that sweater too.
Sure.
But I think that they're getting to know how much importance that is as they get to be the age that they are. Mm-hmm. And also, they're huge Gilmore Girls fans. So when I let them know that we were going to the Warner Brothers pop-up experience for Christmas of the entire community of Stars Hollow, which is the fictional, I think fictional, Connecticut city village town where Gilmore Girls was set. They had the back lot of Warner Brothers all set up as they did when they filmed the show there years ago. Maybe many of you listening right now were also there because it seemed like the whole world was there.
I totally understand why you did this experience for the girls and for your girlfriend because they're huge Gilmore Girls fan. However, there was a big plus for you getting to see all the things that you wanted to see when you went there, the Friends set and all that. So you can, even if you're not a Gilmore Girls fanatic, John, you were able to go through that part of it because you knew what was coming for you later.
Oh, yeah, man. There was plenty for me, too. All the Batmobiles, you know, Heath Ledger's costume when he played the Joker, Superman stuff, all the cartoon, all the animation. I got to see where Tobey Maguire hung upside down in Spider-Man and Kirsten Dunst gave him that famous kiss. It's an awesome tour.
You also sent me a picture of the Big Bang Theory's lot, so I was excited for that. I would have loved to have seen that.
I actually got to go into the soundstage where they filmed Big Bang Theory.
Nice.
I mean, just walking in the history of one of the most successful sitcoms in the history of television. That all was really cool. So yeah, I dealt with what Stars Hollow, the Gilmore Girls experience was because my daughters loved it. And I was on the TV set. And we got a little star action when we were there.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy that plays Luke, the guy who owns the cafe, just tape me on my word at this one, Tammy. I don't know what I'm talking about
Luke,
either.
You mean on the Gilmore Girls
show? On the Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
The actor that plays Luke, apparently he shows up there all the time.
Okay.
I hope he's invited. I hope he's a gig. I hope he's just like,
well, I'm sure if they didn't want him there, he wouldn't
be
there.
I mean, I don't know.
I would think
hanging
they
around the commissary in costume. Hey, you can call me Luke. No, your name is Scott, I think. Anyway, he was there. People were going crazy for him.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a fan of the show. I'm a fan of my daughters and watching them experience that.
That's cool,
and
though.
Being with them together. I'll say it again. I was certainly the minority when it comes to not knowing about the Gilmore Girls when it came to the massive fan base that was there. Yes, many of them dressed up as their favorite character. Yes, many of them in sweatshirts, hats, t-shirts.
I wish I had a dollar for every time you said Gilmore Girls in this break, because I think we'd have about $100.
I tried to watch the Gilmore Girls to see what I saw afterwards. It was kind of cool to see. I sat in that chair waiting for you guys. What a money pit this thing is, by the way.
Well,
every store,
though?
Luke's Diner, the store where they went shopping, high school, Lorelei's house. You had to wait in line for all of them and every one of them. Every possible way to sell you something.
Sure, of course.
They're printing money. And apparently, I am a victim of that.
Sure.
I am saying victim tongue-in-cheek. It was a wonderful Christmas experience. I'm very thankful I got to experience it with my daughters. And now I got payback for dragging them through Simpsons World when I took them to Universal all those years ago, because I was the exact same way they were. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.